Hello, my name is Makai. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. We are having a medical emergency. Please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Could you repeat that, please?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry, hon. I still couldn't understand what you were saying.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I have questions about the COVID-19 vaccine,
so
far as availability.
All right. Continue.
What I was wanting to know, I'm a grocery store worker, so, of course, I'm out there kind of a frontline person, and was wondering, I'm under the age, of course, of 75, as to when the vaccine would be available to, say, essential workers.
All right, hold for a moment.
Thank you.
Actually not telling me, ma'am. I'm trying to see.
Beg your pardon?
It's actually not telling me, but I'm still looking for you.
Okay, because I know there's supposed to be new guidelines coming out as of February the 8th.
Yes, ma'am. Beginning of February the 8th, people 65 or older and additional groups of critical workers will be able to get the vaccine.
Okay, but it's not saying anything about, like, frontline employees as to when
no,
we
ma'am.
Would be able to.
It actually don't even have that up here for some odd reason.
Okay, does it say anything about the individuals that are between the age of, say, 50 and 60?
Did you say 50 and 60?
Mm-hmm.
Hold for me. I actually don't see that, but, ma'am, I've been, because I register people, too, for a vaccine shot. I've been registering people, like, 30, 20, 40 all day, like, below the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And I've been pre-registering people older, too.
Okay.
So it's really been both.
Just need to pre-register and, I guess, wait for notification as to when it would be available?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Is that something I can do, like, on your website?
You can call the number and they can do it for you, or you can do it on the website. But I don't have the website. I just have the number that you can call.
Okay. Well, what is that number?
855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333. Again, 855-566-5333. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.